This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Russia will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. This in response to Britain's decision to supply Ukraine with ammunition containing uranium, which Russia falsely claims to have nuclear components. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
This would be the first time since the mid-1990s that Moscow will have based such arms outside the country. Putin made the announcement at a time of growing tensions with the West over the Ukraine war and as some Russian commentators speculate about possible nuclear strikes. The United States, the world's other nuclear superpower, reacted cautiously. A senior administration official noted that Russia and Belarus had talked about such a deal over the past year and said there were no signs Moscow planned to use its nuclear weapons. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is traveling to Africa. Jackie Quinn reports.
During her week-long trip, Vice President Kamala Harris will be working to deepen and reframe U.S. relationships in Africa. It's part of the administration's effort to counter China's growing influence around the world. In Africa, China has led huge infrastructure and telecommunications projects. But a National Security Council spokesman says China's interests in the region have been selfish, while the U.S. is trying to help Africa deal with a spate of challenges. The vice president's trip includes 3 nights in Ghana, 2 nights in Tanzania, and 1 in Zambia. There's a lot of anticipation about her trip, with Harris being the first person of color to serve as a U.S. vice president. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Nelson Piquet, a former Formula One champion, has been fined nearly $1 million for racist and homophobic remarks about Lewis Hamilton, the sport's only black driver. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has updated a 2019 church law aimed at holding senior churchmen accountable for covering up cases of sex abuse. VOA's Tommy McNeil has that story.
Francis has expanded the law to cover lay Catholic leaders and reaffirmed that vulnerable adults and not just children can be victims of abuse. Francis reaffirmed and made permanent the temporary provisions of the 2019 law that were passed in a moment of crisis for the Vatican. The measure was praised at the time for laying out precise mechanisms to investigate complicit bishops and religious superiors. But implementation has been uneven, and abuse survivors have criticized the Vatican for a continued lack of transparency. Advocates said a wholesale overhaul was necessary, not just Saturday's modifications. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Honduras said on Saturday it was ending its decades-long diplomatic relations with Taiwan, bringing it closer to China as they expand their footprint in Central America. The Honduran Foreign Ministry said on Twitter that the government of Honduras recognizes the existence of just one China and that the government of China is the only legitimate government that represents all of China. Honduras was one of only 14 countries formally recognizing Taiwan, which China views as one of its own provinces. One police officer and a protester were seriously injured on Saturday in clashes during an unauthorized demonstration against the construction of a water reservoir for farm irrigation in western France. Emma Gell reports.
In the rural town of Sainte-Soline, at least 6,000 protesters had joined the march, according to the prefect of the surrounding region, defying a ban on protests at the site where a similar demonstration last October also turned violent. Police fired tear gas to repel some of the protesters, who threw fireworks and other projectiles as they crossed fields to approach the construction area. Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin condemned the violence, which he blamed on far-left activists. He added that one police officer and one protester were in critical condition and said altogether 7 protesters and 24 police officers were injured.
Reuters' Emma Gell reporting for us today. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is calling for an immediate, though temporary, halt to the far-right government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. His warning makes him the first ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition to break ranks. He said that he is worried that the overhaul plans pose a threat to the country's security. The plan has sparked the largest protest movement in Israel's history. You're listening to VOA News from Washington. I'm Steve Karish.